Like dirt for your money's worth. Reggae-matic soul shakedown sounds. Rougher than rough, redder than dread, heavier than lead. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 to 9 a.m. with your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. Loco 107.3 FM. We'll be right back.
Jah will be standing there to give you your judgment.
Welcome.
Whoa.
That's more like it. Let me try this again. Welcome. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon on the microphone. Yes, that's right. And we missed last week. I'll apologize for that. I had some pretty cool irons in the fire. And we got some really cool holiday programming coming up. I've heard a lot of reggae programming on different stations and from different sources, and some of it I have found really exciting. Some of it I have found dreary and dreadful and the worst karaoke horse dewy you have ever heard. And it's just a sad sack of, you know, it's like a bunch of tinker toy, don't worry, be happy Christmas karaoke BS. And that is not something I want to do on this show. I would rather do an anti-Christmas, deep, dark, dastardly, terrifying, down in the dirt, dub, sound-wise system that week. Then give you Tinker Toy Karaoke. We all know. You hear me say it every week on the show. Part of the whole point of this thing is there's not to be any Tinker Toy karaoke reggae going on here. That's what we try and do. And we don't always do it perfectly. I am but a man, a human being, a boy. But constantly striving to improve, a lifelong learner in the languid rhythms of the sound system. So here we find ourselves, kid. I've got some cool stuff. I did some homework. Boy, oh boy, I got some platters to make your teeth chatter and your spine and backbone rattle. All right, so that's coming up at Christmas, and I hope you'll be tuned for that. It's going to be two parts that week, Tuesday and Thursday. No repeat on Thursday. All new programming Tuesday and Thursday for two hours of sound system, holiday dub-wise, super sham rack-a-lack-a-ya-soul cheer. That's all right, so stay tuned for that. So I took last week off, anyways, sorry about that. And sorry to any of our associate stations who run this show on syndication. I don't really know how to get the word out to you. I guess I should find out who you are. And I also, whoever you are out there, I thank you greatly for running this here sound system on your various radio stations in your communities. Much obliged. So that said, we are going to be, so we're back. So we skipped our dub. We've been getting into a half-acid habit of doing a little dub sound at the top of each month. And we're going to keep that going on. I really enjoy doing that. I'm a big fan of doing that. I like it. I like it a lot. And so we're doing that today. So we heard, off the top of the show, some Canuck dub, based in Europe, though. And that was the Twilight Circus dub sound system with Filter 13. Coming up after that, we had a 12-inch mix of a tune that was off one of the very first reggae LPs that this Mad Boss sound operator ever picked up. Yeah, the Heptones. The name of it is escaping me. Oh no. Anyways, that's the lead-off cut from it. Or the album doesn't feature the 12-inch version, but that is the lead-off cut. Oh man, I'm going to have to find this out now. I feel like a rube. Anyways, it's got everyone having a party on the cover, kids. It's like a 1979 release. It's quite fun. And it was one of those things where, young Sir Lord Bobby Babylon, that's back when he was, boy lad Bobby Babylon, back in the day, picked up this LP at our local Backstreet Records here in St. John, New Brunswick, where we broadcast from, and was just like, hey, I think reggae is something that I like, and so I'll check this thing out, because I've heard of this band, and it's not from the 1980s, because I generally, at least at that point, I had a good sense of being distrustful of pop music in the 80s, and we'll get into that later. I know that's probably a contentious thing for some of you kids out there, but I mean, look at Aswad going from the brutal, hopeless, no holds barred dub and rhythms in the 70s and mere, years, very, very, very few years later, we had all that don't turn around pop reggae nonsense that, I don't know if there's an upside to that, I haven't heard it yet. So, that's something else, I guess, if anyone wants to correct me on that, I'm all for it. Good Life, that was the name of that Heptones track. Yeah, anyway, so we had Can't Hide From Jah, 12-inch mix coming at you, though. Yeah, from the Heptones. All right. So we're going to get on with some more dub sounds. We're going to give you another 12-inch mix, though, right now, boys and girls. Hell, we lost one of the greatest voices in the sound last week. Damn shame. And we might check out a couple of cuts from this kid here right now, I think. Let's do it. We're going to hear two 12-inch mixes from this fella. And, like I say, one of the things with this here show is if you're a rock and roll fan and all you can wrap your head around is the Beatles and then a bunch of contemporary Tinker Toy nonsense, then, you really don't like rock and roll. I'm very sorry. If you have three CDs at home that you got from your Columbia House order that your babysitter left there and now you think it's all cool because you got a Blink 182 CD and a Beatles CD and maybe a Stampeders collection, I'm sorry, you don't even know what music is. You might as well be putting popcorn in your ears. I love the Beatles. I'm not knocking those guys. Those other two bands can go take a walk. But the big thing is, there's more to life than a lot of what people see reggae music as being, and that's one of the mandates of this show. And so whenever people talk about the great voices in reggae, and of course Bob is the big one, and then obviously that's the popular opinion, that is to say. But then, there's your other big guns. You got your Toots, you got your Desmonds, you got all those kids. But then, boys and girls, there's Tier 3. And some of the real fine, sweet, swinging sounds are coming out of those soulful lips. And I am speaking, of course, of the very beautiful and delicate offerings from one Junior Mervin. He passed away this week, and that is a damn shame. And if you are a devotee of any kind of reggae-matic skankin' rhythm sounds, this guy was an important link in that chain like none other, like you would not believe. I tell ya, apart from being a beautiful and gloriously voiced reggae singer,
Also, the guys, Police and Thieves, of course, if you're a fan of the punkier side of things. You know, that is one of these those crossover cuts, you know? That was a crossover cut. The Clash picked that up for themselves and decided that they wanted to bring their own records to the party. And with great trepidation, they recorded that feathery-voiced sound. They did not, Joe Strummer did not want to sound naff, trying to recreate this in the studio, so they did their own version of it. And a brilliant version it was, respecting both the original and this new idiom that this band was molding as a punky reggae group at that time. Anyways, and like I say, and that's, you know, that those are legacy things, but taking it back to the man himself, this is a voice that you want to fall asleep to. This is a voice that you want to curl up and cuddle in with, and also this is a voice you do not want to be messing around with, because the silent river runs deep. And the beauty still contains the beast, kids. This is serious business coming from this man. So let's give you a couple of cuts from him right now on our dub special here today. Yeah, the dub specials generally are going to be dub or early dance hall and 12-inch mixes and things like that. Really going to focus on that. So we're going to give you two 12-inches back to back. Junior Mervin, coming at you right now. This is a cut from 1977. This is Closer Together. You're listening to Music Like Dirt for Your Money's Worth with your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon, coming at you out of the port city of St. John, province of New Brunswick, right here on the microphone, local 107.3 FM CFMH. Rest in peace, Junior Mervin. right. Ladies and gents, the beautiful, the glorious voice of one Mr. Junior Mervin passed away last week, and very sad to have lost that guy. Huge talent in reggae. And, you know, definitely no secret, but, you know, lesser known compared to many, many other big guns out there that we all know and love, of course, you know. I will never detract from, man, how can you ever detract from guys like Toots, guys like Desmond Dekker, my personal favorite, incidentally. But a man like Junior Mervin is a rare talent in that very same echelon, boys and girls. So, you know, doff your caps and cut your rug and make sure you get a little rub-a-dub on for Mr. Junior Mervin. Rest in peace. All right, boys and girls, we're just about half, a little over halfway through the sound here today, and you heard, of course, in that last set, 2 12-inches back-to-back coming at you from the Upsetter Production Styles, Black Art Studio. We had Crossover, and before that, we had Closer Together from 1980 and 1977, respectively, as I said them, as in Crossover 80 and Come Together 1977. Anyways, All right. On with the sound, boys and girls. Yeah, we're going to, speaking of cool studios creating deep dish sounds, we're going to bring it up north of the border here right now for a fellow who set up shop in T. Dot, ladies and gents. And we're going to give this one to you right now. This is coming at you from King Culture's record shop. And we got a little bit of the King coming up momentarily. But first things first, time to get down with it right here. You're listening to Local 107.3 FM CFMH in the Port City. If you're catching us here now, don't forget to stay tuned for our super bad holiday broadcast. It ain't going to be no Tinker Tape Toy Parade reggae sounds, kids. This is going to be the real deal. Trust me, I've been doing my... I got some good stuff cooked up. I hope you do enjoy it. I really came across some cool gems that I'd never heard before, plus some very, very fun things that I was very glad to get my hands on. So, anyways, you're in for a treat if I do say so myself. And speaking of treats, let's give it to you right now, boys and girls. Get ready to take this one and get down with it. This is Stamma Ranks out of the King Culture sound with Rub-A-Dub Funk. And you're listening to Local 107.3 CFMH. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon, on the microphone.
Come on.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right.
Welcome back, boys and girls. We're going to hit your head faster right now with the last cut, because we are running out of time on the show, and we got a doozy to finish out with. We had Stamma Ranks with Rub-A-Dub-Funk and King Culture with Right Tight Dub out of the King Culture Record Shop coming at you kids, ladies and gents. We had Prince Jammy bringing down the Swords of Vengeance, and lastly, their new music from Crazy Baldhead's new record, Boots Embraces Nostrand Avenue. Hitting you right now from the top with the very last drop. This here is the Uplifter Moore reggae music from the Great White North with strength and power. Local 107.3 FM CFMH music like dirt for your money's worth. What your sound system operator, Sir Lord Bobby.
Strength and power. Don't stop. Yeah.